This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day despite the great turmoil that is going on in our politics. The January 6th attack, was that an accident? Did it have anything at all to do with President Trump? Special Counsel Jack Smith, in court filings today, has detailed more evidence that he plans to introduce at Trump's trial, including evidence that the January 6th attack was exactly what Trump intended. Does that make it more likely that the Supreme Court will disqualify him, as the Supreme Court in the state of Colorado has already done? That will be reviewed, and reviewed quickly, God willing, by the Supreme Court to determine whether Trump is eligible to be on the ballot, not just in the one state of Colorado, but all across the country. The special counsel, Jack Smith, in a court filing, has detailed additional evidence he plans to introduce at the trial of former President Donald Trump on charges of unlawfully trying to overturn the results of the 2020 election, including evidence of Trump's alleged state of mind as his supporters attacked the U.S. Capitol, and, by the way, he did nothing about it, on January 6th. This evidence shows that the rioters' disruption of the certification proceeding is exactly what the defendant intended on January 6th, Special Counsel Jack Smith said in his filing. Smith's office provided notice of a range of information and testimony prosecutors hope to introduce at that trial, while not part of the actual charges against Trump, that will speak to his motive, intent, preparation, knowledge, and common plan, they say. This is all very important, and I'll tell you why. Because basically, when it comes to Trump's involvement in an insurrection, which would, under most readings of the Constitution, or many readings of the Constitution, disqualify him from running for president or holding any federal office, or state office for that matter, if participation in that kind of insurrection was not part of the charge by Jack Smith's office, then the question was, and people like Alina Habba, the attorney for President Trump, have said, look, if you're going to say that we were involved with an insurrection, why didn't Jack Smith charge us accordingly? And that, of course, is a question that is going to be adjudicated at one point or another by the Supreme Court of the United States. We will get to that. John Bolton, the former National Security Advisor to President Trump, who was a graduate of Yale Law School, he just posted on his X account, he said, I spoke with Caitlin Collins last night about Colorado's Supreme Court decision being misguided and misplaced. The idea that 50 different state courts can decide a question involving the highest elected office is implausible, and any question regarding the 14th Amendment will inevitably have to be cleared by the Supreme Court of the United States. Trump will not be stopped that easily. That from John Bolton. Meanwhile, there is another strike by Democrats to make them look extreme, detached, and somehow contemptuous of the American public. We mentioned this yesterday, but there's more information now and more background. New York Governor Kathy Hochul signed legislation yesterday that could pave the way for payments to black Americans over New York State's history of slavery. Under the law, New York will create a 9-person commission to examine racial and economic discrimination against people of African descent and study reparations. The commission is meant to submit recommendations to the governor and New York's legislature within a year of its first meeting. Hochul said there was a moral obligation to reckon with the state's history. Here in New York, there was a slave market where people bought and sold other human beings with callous disregard, the Democrats said in a news conference yesterday. It happened right on Wall Street for more than a century. Okay, that more than a century was, for the most part, before the United States existed as a nation, when New York was not a state. It was not an independent republic. It was a colony of Great Britain. And New York's initiative follows a similar undertaking in California, which worked out so well, they recommended what would be calculated to be more than $1.5 million per individual who could trace a history, which is even harder for California. But here is the basic point. When they talk about all this and they talk about New York's guilt, New York was the first state of any state to abolish slavery altogether. They did it on July 4th, 1827. That was 1 year after the 50th anniversary of the United States. And does that extinguish the fact that the colony of New York, which began as a Dutch colony of New Amsterdam, that all of this period and the history of the development of that state, that they did have slavery and profit from it? No, it doesn't erase that, but the prominence of New York in the Underground Railroad, with the most prominent New York politician before the Civil War, William Henry Seward, his wife was active in the Underground Railroad, helping slaves to escape. Frederick Douglass is buried and lived out most of his later life as a free man and a leading abolitionist in Rochester, New York. That's where he's buried. Harriet Tubman was also a New Yorker. And to say now that people who live in the state of New York, most of whom, of course, are descended from people who immigrated from other countries long after slavery was eliminated in New York, is just bizarre. In 2019, Evanston, Illinois, a suburb north of Chicago, a very privileged suburb, it's the location of Northwestern University, Evanston, Illinois committed to spend $10 million over a decade, so $1 million a year, on payments to black residents for discrimination and lack of access to housing. The city's program was the first of its kind in the U.S. New York Republicans criticized the creation of the state's new commission on reparations. State GOP Chair Ed Cox said it was a taxpayer-funded exercise in futility that will only generate more division and resentment. And yes, I believe that that is profoundly true. We have plenty of division and resentment in this country. We also have all kinds of new evidence about the flourishing of anti-Semitism right here in the United States. And we're not now talking about years ago. We're talking about right now, where in the age group 18 to 29 years old, 1 out of 5 believe the Holocaust is a myth. If you believe the Holocaust is a myth, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. And a separate poll that says most young Americans believe Jews should be treated as oppressors. What does that mean? And Israel should be given to Hamas. Can you believe it? A majority of young Americans believe that? It's a Harvard poll. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Yes, indeed. Wow. Voices from my childhood. Burl Ives did one of my favorite when I was in preschool. He did one of my favorite songs, which was about a frog on a lily pad. And he was a very, very big figure in American entertainment years ago. And, of course, White Christmas, even without Bing Crosby singing it, still is one of those songs that touches sentimental hearts everywhere. You know that White Christmas was written by a proudly Jewish guy, right? His name was Irving Berlin. He lived to 100. He gave all the proceeds from his great classic, God Bless America. Yes, he wrote that too. And he donated all the proceeds from that song to the Boy Scouts of America because he was a huge sponsor and of scouting. And then again, during World War I, he wrote songs boosting the troops and actually enlisted in the army and entertained at a domestic army base where he was stationed. In any event, I mention all this because there is now a new poll, and actually there are two new polls. The one that's most shocking is a poll that was conducted December 13th and 14th. By the Harvard-Harris polling, that's the old Lou Harris organization, it found that 51% of respondents aged 18 to 24 believe that the proper long-term solution to the Israel-Palestinian conflict is, quote, for Israel to be ended and given to Hamas and the Palestinians. And what happens to, I mean, again, when you use the term that Israel should be ended, does that mean ending the lives of the more than 7 million Jewish people who live in Israel right now between the river and the sea? Here's the stunning thing, and it's something that no one, I think, has sufficiently explained, is this is belief that Israel should be ended. It also shows that a majority of young American voters believe that Jews should be treated as oppressors and that Israel should be ended and given to Hamas. Aside from that, when you talk about Americans over the age of 65, as opposed to those under 30, instead of a majority seeing that Israel should be ended, among people over 65, it's only 4%. Among young people, however, 67% believe that Jews as a class are oppressors and should be treated as oppressors. 60% of that same age group, that is young voters under the age of 30, believe that the October 7th Hamas terror attack and the massacre of Israeli civilians was justified by the grievance of Palestinians, that's in quotes, while 76% acknowledge that the attack in question included rapes and crimes against women. In other words, when people attempt to justify their rapes and crimes against women in the hashtag MeToo movement. Talk about Jonathan Majors, for goodness sake, who is a really very talented actor, rising star. He was fantastic in one of my favorite movies of recent years, Devotion. He his career is ruined because he was accused of beating up his girlfriend. And found guilty of beating up his girlfriend. But the idea is that the rapes and crimes against women were included mutilation and horrible, horrible excesses. And yet a majority, 60% of young people believe that was justified. 31% of the same age group believe that Israel does not have a right to exist. Why is this, and why is there such a tremendous difference between young people and older people? Notably, although 80% of young Americans say they believe Israel has a right to defend itself, 57% believe that Israel should cease all hostilities now. Only 43% believe that Israel should keep going until Hamas is defeated. Then there's another poll, and not a poll by Harvard Harris, but a poll by Economist YouGov, another reputable polling source. And they say in this poll, in response to the statement, the Holocaust is a myth, 20% of participants between the ages of 18 to 29 said, yep, that's right, Holocaust never happened, it's a myth. And an additional 30%, so a grand total of 50%, half, said they did not agree or disagree. They didn't know. They were unsure. It is unbelievable that one of the most massive and best documented crimes in human history, that people are not sure it actually happened. And all of that footage, all of the admissions by Nazi war criminals about what they were doing. Asked elsewhere in the survey whether they believe it is anti-Semitic to deny the Holocaust took place, 17% of respondents said it was not anti-Semitic, and 37% said they were not sure. Asked whether they agreed with the statement, Jews have too much power in America, 16% of respondents said they agreed. 33% said they neither agreed nor disagreed. So you put that together, that's 49% of young people believe that Jews have too much power in America. And they point out in the article about this particular poll from the Times of Israel that the publication of the poll comes on the heels of a U.S. House of Representatives hearing in which University of Pennsylvania President Liz McGill, Harvard President Claudine Gay, and MPI President Sally Kornbluth were asked directly if calling for the genocide of Jews is against the codes of conduct at their schools, to which all three presidents said the answer depended on the context. The context I would talk about now is that we do have a problem, don't we, with the younger generation? If people are so incredibly poorly reformed about very recent history like the Holocaust, we will be right back on the MedVet Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA News Update. GOP frontrunner and former President Donald Trump intends to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court after being excluded from Colorado's 2024 presidential ballot. The Colorado Supreme Court made the decision, citing Trump's connection to the January 6th Capitol riot as a breach of the 14th Amendment's insurrectionist ban. President Biden is in Milwaukee, where he emphasized his administration's commitment to supporting black-owned businesses. He paid a visit to the Milwaukee Black Chamber of Commerce.
Across the country, wages for workers are up. Black wealth is a record 60% since the pandemic.
The visit coincides with Biden's efforts to strengthen backing for his reelection campaign in the crucial battleground state. You're welcome to pose any question related to the 2024 elections to Google, but it's worth noting responses may be limited. Google is imposing restrictions on the types of election-related questions its AI products will address. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
On the Michael Medved Show, yesterday we talked about a new CNBC All-America Economic Survey that showed that among Latino voters, amazingly, where more than 60% of Latino voters voted for Joe Biden last time, this time Donald Trump has a 5-point lead among Latino voters against Biden. Compared to, even as recently as October, Biden had a 7-point lead. So that's a swing of 12 points. It's a very real factor, says Henry Olson, in the upcoming election. Henry is a senior fellow at the Ethics and Public Policy Center and the author of Working Class Republican, Ronald Reagan and the Return of Blue-Collar Conservatism. He is also a nationally syndicated columnist with the Washington Post. Henry, when you talk about the lead with Latino voters, do you think that is a personal response to Donald Trump, or is it more of a shifting ideologically to looking with favor on the Republican message?
Much more the latter than the former. I took a look at a lot of different polls, and what you find is that with Latino voters, support for the Republican candidate is really no different, whether you put it against a generic Republican or whether you put the name of Donald Trump in there. And that support for Biden pretty perfectly tracks the job approval rating, which is to say that over the last 3 years, a lot of Democratic Latinos are now either looking favorably on the Republicans or genuinely undecided about the race.
And you say in your column it's not just Latinos. It is also, surprisingly, black voters. Why do you think?
You know, I think that many black voters are being hit by the same issues that Latino voters are, which is to say that inflation has eaten away at the paycheck of many American workers, that wages may be up, but for most people they have not equaled the cumulative inflation, and that's something that bothers them. Black voters are also, particularly working class voters, not happy about the border, and would be impacted negatively if a lot of those asylum seekers or illegal migrants ended up working and competing with them for jobs. So there's historical reasons why they'll remain a very Democratic constituency, but the thing is Democrats need to win them by 80 points or more, and if they're winning them by quote-unquote only 60, that is a terrible thing for the Democrats.
Well, it's and again, the polling is showing much less than 60. If you count all minorities, you count the lead among Latino voters for a trial heat between Trump and Biden. Let me ask you two things. First of all, if you were advising Republicans on how to keep this momentum going, this has been, in all the years that I have been an active Republican, which really goes back to Reagan's first term, it's a long time, there's always been this dream of replicating some of President Reagan's performance with black and Latino voters. Now it looks like that dream is taking place. What can Republicans do, first of all, to continue that momentum?
Well, I think there's a couple of things Republicans can do. They need to first continue to keep up the attacks on Biden where they particularly impact Latino voters, which is to say inflation, crime, and the border. But what they also have to do is offer a positive alternative, and that positive alternative is not going to be the same old, same old. You have to understand why Latino voters did not vote for Republicans for decades. You have to understand what they see negatively about Republicans and try and reduce those or counter those. Ronald Reagan was able to do that with a lot of voters because he was somebody who, while he supported a smaller government, was also a very compassionate individual and explained to people how, like, he moved from being a supporter of Franklin Roosevelt and the New Deal to being somebody who wanted to curb its excesses, that they could find that he understood them. And Republicans who don't want to understand Latinos who are shifting parties will find that maybe they'll be less willing to do so.
And what about if you were advising Joe Biden and his associates, who are really panicking over some of these numbers recently in polling, what can they do to win back the overwhelming majorities of black and Latino voters that they frankly need in order to have a good chance of winning this next election?
I think they need to focus like a laser beam on the things they're concerned about. The problem with the Biden administration is that they seem more concerned with the concerns of progressives and far-left voters than they are with working-class blacks and Hispanics. They seem more interested in foreign policy than in helping the lives of Americans. And one can make the case that we have important interests overseas, and the president can't ignore them. But he also can't ignore what his own citizens want, and he needs to make it clear that those concerns, not the concerns of allies or not the concerns of upper-income, college-educated white professionals, are his concerns.
Henry Olson, there's a great deal of polling material today about anti-Semitic attitudes still being a factor in American public opinion. And Jewish people are another minority group where, though it's only 3% at most of the electorate, it plays a role in crucial states. Jewish voters have gone overwhelmingly on the Democratic side basically for generations. Why is there apparently no comparable shift among Jewish voters toward Republicans?
Well, I think there's a few reasons. One is, I will say it's possible things are changing, but polls don't have crosstabs for Jewish voters because they're only 3%. In order to get a reasonable sample of Jewish opinion, you would have to have 3,000 to 4,000 people in your sample. Most polls barely have 700 to 1,000. So there may be a change going on. We just don't know it. But the other thing is that Jewish voters historically have been very liberal, that if you ask the Jews whether they are liberal, moderate, or conservative, they are much more to the left than the population as a whole. They're much more supportive of abortion rights. They tend to be worried about the role of religion in public life, which is something that the Republican Party is clearly more supportive of, at least traditional Christian religion, than the Democrats. And so what that means is that when you look at surveys of Jews only, that the opinions pre-October 7th of the Republican Party varied significantly based on religious adherence and based on religious practice. So conservative Jews were more likely than Reform Jews to be Republican. I think that what the Republican Party needs to do again is, just like with Latinos, if they want to increase their share of support with Jews, they have to understand why Jews have been saying no to them for so long and address that in some way. And that could help crystallize dissatisfaction with President Biden into a shift among Jewish voters as well.
Well, and again, one can say that right now the polling shows that among rank and file, Republican voters are much more likely to support Israel. I mean, much more than Democratic voters, where there is a split among Democrats. So that creates a real opportunity, because the rallying of Jewish support to the state of Israel after the attacks, the horrifying attacks of October 7th, has been palpable and real. Henry Olson, his most recent columns posted to our website. We will be right back. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available, and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness, and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
A brand new podcast on Substack. It's a podcast that I just taped this morning. It's part four in our series on myths, misunderstandings, and outright lies about the Middle East. And one of those myths, and in fact it's not just a myth, it's a lie, is the fiction that Israel is the result of a European colonial project that was intended to drive Palestinian people from their ancient homes. Why is that not true? Why do we know it's not true? Well, one of the things that it's very important for people to keep in mind is when you talk about a European colonial project, the majority of Jews who live in the land of Israel, and again, that's 80% of the population, the majority of Jews are not from Europe. Their heritage is not European. Their heritage is North African and Middle Eastern, and they're from countries like Morocco and Yemen and Syria and Iraq, and which all of which at one time had fairly large Jewish communities, but they were driven out because of the hostility to a Jewish state in the Middle East. You can learn more about it if you go to michaelmedved.substack.com. That's michaelmedved.substack.com. And speaking of mistakes that people make about Jews, I never knew that Pink was Jewish. It surprised me. But she is, and apparently she had a very wonderful exchange on, and just a couple of days ago, on social media. And Pink posted, "Happy Hanukkah to all those who celebrate. May there be light and darkness always. May there be peace in our hearts, our homes, and in the world." Lovely, okay? And there was some idiot in the world of social media. There are a lot of idiots in the world of social media who accused her of being tone-deaf because in her previous posting, she posted a picture of a menorah with the candles being lit. That it was tone deaf under the current situation for her to celebrate Hanukkah. And Pink responded, "Tone deaf to be Jewish or alive? I'm confused." And that's Pink performing the Christmas song, "Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire," in the background. Meanwhile, there is more material on the response to the Colorado Supreme Court ruling that unless the Supreme Court of the United States overrules their verdict, which I think the Supreme Court probably will, but you'd never know. The Colorado Supreme Court ruled against Trump and ruled that President Trump would not be allowed on the Colorado ballot, even for the primary campaign. And here is President Trump speaking in Waterloo, Iowa last night on the Colorado court kicking him off the ballot. Listen, this is clip one.
It's no wonder crooked Joe Biden and the far-left lunatics are desperate to stop us by any means necessary. They are willing to violate the U.S. Constitutions at levels never seen before in order to win this election. Joe Biden is a threat to democracy. It's a threat. They're weaponizing law enforcement for high-level election interference because we're beating them so badly in the polls.
Okay, the idea that they are willing to violate the U.S. Constitution by striking him from the ballot, when there is a constitutional clause that is written out that says that someone will be rendered ineligible for holding federal or state office if he had taken a an oath to support the Constitution and then violated it by being part of what's defined as an insurrection. That's the issue that's going to be before the Supreme Court of the United States, and I don't think they will necessarily respond to Donald Trump, even the ones who were appointed by Donald Trump. In Waterloo, Iowa, Trump also defended himself against a statement that he has now repeated again and again and again, saying that immigrants to this country, illegal immigrants, are poisoning our blood. Here is President Trump defending that approach. This is clip two.
It's crazy what's going on. They're ruining our country, and it's true. They're destroying the blood of our country. That's what they're doing. They're destroying our country. They don't like it when I said that, and I never read Mein Kampf. They said, oh, Hitler said that in a much different way. No, they're coming from all over the world, people all over the world. We have no idea. They could be healthy. They could be very unhealthy. They could bring in disease that's going to catch on in our country, but they do bring in crime. But they have them coming from all over the world.
Okay, Jake Tapper on CNN was pretty tough on this whole line of they're poisoning our blood, which President Trump has repeated again and again and again, at least five times now. Here is Jake Tapper's response. It's clip three.
South America, Africa, Asia. No mention of Europe in Mr. Trump's list. And he uses the term poisoning the blood of our country. Poisoning the blood of our country. If you were to open up a copy of Hitler's Mein Kampf, you would find the Nazi leader describing the mixing of non-Germans with Germans as poisoning. The Jew, Hitler wrote, quote, poisons the blood of others. This, according to Hitler, posed an existential threat to Germany because, quote, all great cultures of the past perished only because the originally creative race died out from blood poisoning, unquote. There's really no other way to say it. Donald Trump's language mirrors this directly. And this wasn't a one-off. Trump then went to Nevada on Sunday and used the same scare tactic with zero evidence that migrants are largely coming to the United States from prisons and from mental institutions. He made the campaign promise to begin the largest deportation of undocumented immigrants in American history.
And that large deportation includes, according to Trump's plans, not only mobilizing new personnel to help the detention and deportation of these people, but creating big new camps, big new facilities. That President Trump does have some people who are victims, would have been victims of Nazi terror if they had lived at the same time. There's one particular Jew that Trump insists that he is a major, major fan of, and he attacks President Biden for not mentioning the name. This also his speech in Waterloo, Iowa.
When Joe Biden lit the national Christmas tree earlier this month, he completely failed to even mention the birth of Jesus Christ, which is hard to do if you're celebrating Christmas, right? He didn't mention Jesus Christ in his remarks. Not for 3 years he hasn't mentioned that and barely mentioned God. When I was president, we brought back the beautiful phrase, Merry Christmas, and I said I'd do that. I'm very proud of that, actually, because as I said at the beginning, that was really under siege, and when I lit the Christmas tree each year, it was my honor to publicly celebrate the true source of Christmas joy, which is Jesus Christ.
Okay, the idea that he is the first president to do that neglects the 8 years presidency of George W. Bush. And there's also this Christmas message that was sent out by Joe Biden. Jill and I wish a peaceful and joyous Christmas to Orthodox Christians in the United States and around the world. During this sacred season, we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ and the power of faith to lift us up, to change us, and to change the world. We are thankful for the many ways in which Orthodox Christians continue to show love and compassion to their neighbors. As services take place in churches around the world and the nation, we reaffirm the right of all peoples to practice their faith freely and recommit to standing with those who face discrimination, persecution, and violence because of their faith. We join the Orthodox Christian community in praying for peace, justice, and joy for all God's children in this new year. I don't think this is going to work out to be a major issue, nor should it be. We'll be right back talking to John Yoo about the new ruling against Trump on the ballot in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berry stew, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.